which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. Good.
We went some places in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a wild ride.
Yeah. We need to get a map of, like, a Indiana Jones map where they just show the plane taking off and going to other places.
Wow. I was thinking more like a theme park map. It's like cartoony and it never looks exactly the same when you get to the different sections.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're like, hey, where's this
cartoon look like this
outfit
on the map?
People are having fun in this drawing.
My dad's yelling at me because I'm, you know, in the wrong line or taking too long in the bathroom. That wasn't part of the equation.
And because I'm acting like I'm talking to an audience, but there's nobody here besides him.
Well, yeah, I know. It's like I've got this Wonder Years kind of monologue going on in my head that no one else can hear. They just think I'm fucking weird.
Yeah, but everybody's looking at me and my dad's yelling at me. Jesus. I mean, let me have my moment. So, I'm disliking Walmart more and more.
Yeah. A recent experience?
Yes, because of recent experience.
Okay.
Oh, I also had that story too. I forgot about this thing for you, but we'll stick with this story since I already said Walmart.
Yeah, we're already headed down that path.
Yeah, it's too late to go back now.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this thing called Cinema Shame, which involves our good friend Jay Patrick, who's on one of the episodes talking about James Bond.
Oh yeah,
and did the James Bond social media project. I forget what it was called, For Your Ears Only.
Okay, yep.
Just go to scrupulousproductions.com and search For your ears only, and it'll come up. And see, now we're doing it like right at the beginning, so if there's a chance he might listen, now we'll know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like probably won't happen.
But he doesn't. Anyway, so he started as movies that you should have watched, that you feel like you should have watched, that you haven't watched for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I tried to do it like 2 years ago, and it didn't go well. And I was like, well, I'll try it again this year. Because now there's a podcast element to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a Cinema Shame podcast, which I am supposed to be on at some point, but we haven't recorded the episode yet, so I don't know when it's going to happen. But you watch a movie, and you do a little write-up or something about it, and, you know, talk about now that you finally watched it, what do you think?
Right.
So I made a list of 12 movies, and one of them was The Magnificent Seven.
The remake?
No, the original.
Oh, the original, okay.
Yeah. I've since also seen the remake, but I had never seen the original. And I was like, I should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out that it was a big flop, but still somehow it had 3 sequels.
Did it? I didn't even know it had 3 sequels.
It did. Wow. I was surprised about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, okay, so I got to find The Magnificent Seven somewhere. And I'm walking through Walmart one day. And, you know, they have those sections in the DVD area that's like $5.
Yeah, the $5 bin. Well, I guess they don't really do the bin anymore.
Well, no, they do the bin for me, but it's $3.74 for the
bin. Oh, the $3.74 bin.
Yeah, okay. $3.74 bin. And it had a couple good things in there. If I didn't already have The Departed, I could have picked up The Departed on DVD for $3.74.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. Kid, that could have been great.
Yeah.
I should have gotten an extra kid just because I could have fucking watched it whenever I wanted to.
Yeah, you should have.
I could have carried it around in my car and somebody said, dude, let's watch a good movie. I could have been like, let's watch The fucking Departed. I got it in my car.
You just run
and
out
of
the
cat. He's like, I hope it's not Blu-ray, because I only have a DVD player. And I'm like, kid, don't worry about it. It's on DVD. I got it for $3.74 at Walmart.
Yeah. I bet that's happened someplace. And by someplace, I mean someplace near me.
Yeah, it's probably in Quincy or Weymouth.
Yeah.
Yep. Or Southie. Or, you know, anywhere in the greater Boston area.
In the general, yeah.
So I'm walking through that, and I'm just looking. I'm like, I wonder what movies they have, whatever. And I see The Magnificent Seven. And I was like, fuck, for $5, I'll just pick it up. And then, like, that way if they don't have it on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime or whatever, I have it. And I'll just watch it. You know, $5, whatever.
Yeah, no harm.
Yeah. I've bought watch repair kits for more.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. So I buy it. Well, I put it in my cart. And I go to the self-checkout line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the self-checkout, you know, area that they have. Because it's like a special pen for the people that do the self-checkout. Although now they've expanded, and now they have the self-checkout aisles, and they call it Scan and Go.
Scan and Go?
Yeah, Scan and Go. Would you like to use one of our Scan and Go aisles? No, I wouldn't. But it's Scan and Go. No, because inevitably something's going to get fucked up, and then I'm going to have to wait for your fat ass to come over and scan your little card on your little key ring or whatever it is, and then you're going to have to hit a bunch of buttons, and it's going to delay me. So I'm just going to wait here so I don't get pissed off, and I stay in the moment, I stay in a good mood. I'll just, you know, I'll look and see what the headlines on the Globe and, you know, the Inquirer and everything is.
Is there anything worse? Sorry, I'm not trying to hijack this.
No, it's fine.
Is there anything worse than using the self-checkout, like at the supermarket, and then scanning something in, and then you're supposed to put it down on, like, the area where the bagging is? Because that is a huge scale, too. And if you don't put something down, like, where you're supposed to, it thinks that you're, like, trying to get away with something. So, like, you put it down. It's like, please put this item in the bagging area. And if you don't do it quick enough, it'll, like, remove it from your total and everything.
Yeah, or you have to do...
It's so bad.
Or, like, when you get something real light, like, you're like, all right, I'm getting this and a birthday card. So I'll go to the self-checkout, and you scan the birthday card and drop it in the bag, and it's like, please put it in the bagging area. And you're like, it's in the fucking bagging area. So then you have to click, like, I don't want to bag this item, even though it's in there.
Skip bagging or whatever. Yeah. It just, there has to be a better way. There has to.
There has to be the better way.
I mean, and maybe that better way is having some drug addict scan your shit through and then a retarded person bag it for you. I mean, I guess that is the better way. It still sucks, but...
Speaking of which, a long time ago when we were talking about checkout aisles, I talked about a guy named Nick at the grocery store.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick still has a job. Nick rang me out again today.
Oh, did he? Was he high as a fucking kite?
No, he wasn't too bad, but he did not tell me how many cents I had on fuel discounts. And normally they're supposed to do that. Nick did not tell me. He was just like, here you go, have a good day. Actually, I don't think he said, have a good day. I think he was just like, here you go. Like,
did he even say that? Was he just like,
ugh. No, he did say, here you go.
He just like grunts at you.
Yeah. So I go to self-checkout with my stuff and with my Magnificent Seven DVD.
Yeah.
Which came out in, like, 1960.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
Before they had, like, a rating system. And that's an important note to the story. So I'm scanning my items. I scan Magnificent Seven, and it goes, please wait for assistance.
An age-restricted item?
Yeah, an agent is needed for this transaction. And they come over, and like an older woman comes over, who looks like she might have been a gym teacher. And she comes over.
Miss Parsley.
So Miss Parsley comes over and looks at me, Now, granted, I am a little bit different than my normal. I didn't shower that day. I still had my glasses on, hadn't put my contacts in yet, and was wearing probably my Red Sox hat.
Yeah, you look like a real piece of shit.
Yeah. And she looks at me and scans her little card on the little thing, and it comes up, and she goes, "Are you 18?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, and then it pops up with, like, "Are they born before this date?" And she goes, "Well, 17. And it's like, "Yes." And she goes, "Can I see your ID?" And I was like, and I just look at it for a minute, and I was like, okay. So I take out my ID and I hand it to her, and she goes, "Really?" And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "Wow."
She thought that you might have been 17?
Yeah, and I was like, and I was just like, "Huh, yeah." I was like, "Well, that's why I don't mind showing you, I guess." And she was just like, "Wow." And then she does her little
thing.
You're
feeling good.
Yeah. No, I was feeling pissed off.
Oh.
Because then she was just like, "Okay," and then I get my stuff and I leave it. And then she's like, "Have a good day!" Back, like, screaming back from over where her counter, her little stand is. And she's like, "Have a good day!" And I'm like, I think this lady wanted to fuck me.
She did. There was your chance.
I could have fucked a Walmart employee.
You could have, you know.
Son of a bitch, I missed it.
Walmart employees. That's where it's at.
I could have been like, "Wait a minute, were you a gym teacher at any point?" She could have been like, "Yes." And I could have been like, "It counts." No.
And you could have gotten her discount.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
She would have been rolling back those prices for you.
But I'm
just
like
she would have been rolling the condom out with her mouth.
Yeah. She could have popped she could have popped her dentures out, popped the condom in and rolled them up. Like, I understand that at some places where they sell alcohol, they're like, if you think they're 25, card them.
Right.
And, like, all right, 25 for me is 6 years away. So, like, if they card me, I'm like, all right, whatever. But you're carding me for a movie that's not rated because it came out in 1960, that Walmart, for whatever reason, has suddenly declared that the Magnificent Seven you have to be 17 to buy.
Dude, if that came out nowadays, I mean, I guess PG-13, but even still, like,
I don't know.
It would not be R.
No, it definitely won't be R. I don't even know if it'd be PG-13.
I know.
And here's the thing. I think
it might get away with PG.
I got more pissed off after I even saw the movie.
Because you were like, there was nothing objectionable in that.
Yeah. I was like, you didn't card me for Twister where it had people fucking after their roof was torn off. And a guy masturbating into the storm, according to IMDb. Yeah. But I was like, your card. Okay, first of all, I really don't think that I look 17.
No.
I think you're just stupid.
I didn't mean to say it so matter-of-factly, but I mean, obviously not 17.
Like, I think, if anything, I think people say that I look at least like 4 years younger than I am. Yeah. Which, all right, great.
That's still 10 years.
So I understand why they would, like, card me at a bar or whatever, because, like, I've had waitresses go, like, I'm sure you're 21, but, like, they say 25 and older. We should, like, if you look 25, we should card you. And I was like, no, that's fine, whatever. I'm like, there's no way that I look 17.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Keep in mind, if I'm 17, I should be in school at this moment, too, by the way.
Like, well, she also could have been like, why isn't he at work?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. You're carding me for this, and like she like really wanted to see my ID, and then I watched the movie, and like literally there's a scene where like there's a lot of shooting and like people just fall over and you never see any blood. There's one scene where like you see blood after the fact, kind of.
Yeah, it's like it's squirting out.
So in the movie, have you ever seen the movie?
I have.
Okay, so you know how all the Mexicans are dressed in white?
Yes.
And that was part of, like, the requirement of Mexico. They were just, like, they all have to be very clean-looking, even though they're farmers. Mm-hmm. So they're all dressed in white. So there's a scene, like, where a guy gets shot, and he's like, ooh, and falls over. And then, like, later, like, somebody's holding his body, and there's, like, a, like, it looks like somebody spilled cranberry juice on his shirt. And, like, right. that's the blood in that movie.
Yeah.
So I almost, like, wrote an email to Walmart and was just like, dear Walmart, why did I get carded for Magnificent Seven? It's not rated, and there's no way the violence in this movie is, like, even remotely close to being carded for. Like, I would show my kid this movie.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a kid.
Right.
I would show somebody else's kid this movie, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well... Yeah, I know, and if you ever did, they'd be like, well, you know, our customers are the most important people to us, and we want to make sure that they're not, you know.
Well, but here's the thing, too. Okay, so then, like a week later, I purchased compressed air, which apparently you have to get carded for, too, and that's like a government thing, because kids can do drugs with them.
Yeah.
They do the whippets.
Right. With them.
So, but here's my experience when I was buying compressed air. Different lady comes over, and it's like, and she's like, she scans her thing. Cause at first I scan, like, the compressed air, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm getting carded for compressed air now, not thinking that you can do whippets with them.
Right.
So she comes over and, like, scans her card. And she looks at me, and, like, I stare at her for a minute, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's going to ask me for my ID. And I stare at her, and I kind of smile, and she just looks at me and goes, are you 18? And I go, yeah, by a lot. And she goes, okay. And then just hits the button and goes on with her day. And I was like, okay, so the one lady really wants to see my ID for Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. And then this one.
And then this one.
You could do drugs with.
Yeah, she's just like... Are you 18? Yeah. All right, do all the whippets you want.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's up to you if you want to do whippets.
Yeah, it's just like, Jesus. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead with
No, I was going to say, I got carded for a scratch ticket a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was very strange, too.
Scratch tickets, you can buy at a vending machine.
Right. I know. And I do not look 18.
No.
Or under 18.
No. Like, it's almost insulting to me. I'm like, wait, you think I look 17?
Yeah, I mean, there's worse things.
Yes. I mean, okay, yeah, there definitely are worse things. But
I mean, there are a lot worse things. I mean, one time I was golfing, and I was with my godfather, and he was probably like, I don't know, early 50s. Maybe like 50, 51 or so. And the guy, we're like paying. And the guy goes, will you be taking advantage of our senior discount today? And he's just like, no. Like, I have like 14 years to go to get the senior thing.
He should have just been like, to see if he would get it.
He should have, yeah. It's much worse in the reverse, though.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Because then you're like, yeah, you look old.
Yeah. But my experience is that parents really don't give a fuck what their kids watch.
No, especially when it comes to violence.
Yeah, or even like crude humor.
True.
For
the most part.
Which I do not care for anymore.
You don't care for crude humor anymore?
Like just like crude for the sake of being crude, and they're just like, oh, look, it's funny. Like, there's this movie, Why Him?
Okay.
With Bryan Cranston, and he's the reason that I watched it. And James,
and with Franco.
James Franco, who works like a motherfucker. Like, this guy's never not out of work.
Right.
He's like
James Brown.
He's constantly acting in something or directing something, and I'm like, Jesus, like, does he ever, like, take a break?
Maybe he'll just, like, work his ass off now, make a ton of money, and then he'll just retire and we'll never see him again.
Yeah, and then the next time we'll hear from him, we'll be like, James Franco died today at the age
of... Yeah, and I'll be like, yeah.
81.
He's on my pool.
Yeah, he had a heart attack when he got carded for Magnificent Seven. But the... The movie's just like... I was just like, this isn't that funny. Because there, like, the beginning is... So the premise of the movie is Bryan Cranston's the dad. His daughter, who's in college, is dating James Franco, who's, like, an internet millionaire guy.
Mm-hmm. But he's just, like, some knucklehead with tattoos, right?
Yeah. And he... she's Skyping with her dad for his birthday. And she pops up on the screen for Skype, and she's talking to him, and there's a knock on the door, and she's like, come in, and James Franco comes in, and she's like, okay, I'll be done in a minute, and then he, like, starts taking off his pants, because they're gonna fuck. But then you just see his ass, and, like, they're fighting, and then, like, the ass is just in the TV, like, just in the camera screen, and they're just like, oh my god, this is terrible. And I'm like, I don't understand how this is funny. Mm-hmm. But, like, clearly it's supposed to be a joke. But then there's all this other stuff that in there that's, like, supposed to be funny, but it's just, like, stupid shit. And, like stuff about, like, oh, like, balls and dicks and, like... And, yes, we make those same jokes, but I feel like ours are a little bit smarter.
Yeah, well...
But here's the other thing, too, is... So, he's just a weird dude, and he has a piece of art in his living room that is a moose that has been killed and stuffed and is in a container filled with its own urine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, that's kind of weird. Like, I guess it's just like, this is how weird the dude is. But then... A scene happens towards the end of the movie. I would say spoiler alert, but I'm not spoiling anything because nothing happens. The glass breaks. And urine goes all over everybody. And then the moose falls on Bryan Cranston's son. Okay. And they're like, oh my god. And they move part of the moose. And then the moose's balls are just on the kid's face. And they linger there for a second. And I'm like... I think this is supposed to be funny. Mm. But it's not. Like, it's just that kind of stuff where I'm just like, at some point, I probably would have found this funny.
Right.
But I don't find it funny anymore.
It's lazy is what it is. It's just lazy filmmaking. Or, all right, I don't want to call it a film. I mean, it's obviously stupid. But, like, they're all just getting a paycheck. But, like, I mean, you can be funny and don't have to have moose balls in a face.
Yeah.
I mean, I like ball jokes, you know, when they're appropriate. Or, you know, not appropriate as in, you know, not crude, appropriate as in called for.
I like a good smart ball joke.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Like a well thought out ball joke.
Yeah, like a good... ball joke. Mm-hmm. But this is just like, oh, look, the balls are on his face. Ha! I'm like, I don't find that funny. I think I have, because here's the thing. I laugh more at a 30-minute episode of Modern Family or Frasier than I did during the entire 2 hours of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I think my comedy tastes have changed a little bit since I was in college.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. So you don't go for, I mean, I know you could still go for kind of crude humor, but it's gotta be intelligent, I'm assuming.
It's gotta be a little bit funny. It's gotta have something that, like, it's gotta be like a constructed joke. Not just like a look, we put a moose's balls on this kid's face. Isn't that funny?
Right. What did you think of the at least the first one, The Hangover?
The first Hangover. That's a good question. What did I think of the first Hangover? There are parts of it that were funny.
Yeah, but overall, just okay. I mean, I'll say for me, I really didn't find it very funny.
It was watchable. And there were parts of it that were kind of amusing. But yeah, I didn't find it overly funny. I'm trying because I'm starting to get confused with the other two then too.
Oh, see, I didn't see the other two, but like that, I don't know. That was one point where I was thinking to myself, am I just getting too old for this?
Yeah.
Like because everyone was loving it, and people were like, oh my god, it's so funny. You got to see the fucking Hangover, and I was just like, Like, I've seen worse, but I'm not, you know, I don't care for it. Really just didn't think it was funny. And, I mean, maybe a few years ago I would have. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't find it that funny. There were parts of it, yeah, that were funny. Some of the Mike Tyson stuff was funny.
Yeah, but part of the problem was it was all in the fucking trailer, too.
But that's true.
Like, the parts I found even mildly funny, I had already seen.
Yeah.
So I was like, eh.
And the thing is, you can't even say, like... Because there's silly stuff that I still find funny. Like, Airplane I still think is hilarious.
Right.
And... But, like, just, like... I guess I don't... I think I'm finding that I don't, like... Just, like... crude stuff just for like it's almost for the sake of it being crude. If it's well constructed, I find funny. But yeah, if it's just like I'm trying to think, is even some of the like stuff that's supposed to be funny in The Hangover, and I can't think of it. Like all that stuff at the end that people talk about, like where they're like, oh, they finally show the pictures of what actually happened.
Oh yeah, I didn't think that's funny at all.
No, that wasn't funny at all.
Like, I didn't even, like, crack a smile at any of that. Like, oh, not even... I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we're weird?
I don't think so.
I'm going to look up and see. I want to see what it has on Rotten Tomatoes.
What the rating is? So, while you're looking it up...
Yeah.
The other thought that I just had, though, was why we might not find it funny now that we're a little bit older is because it's kind of the easy joke.
Yeah.
And we find things that are funny to be more surprising. So since it's not like since it's like the easy joke, you're just like, okay, that's to be expected.
Well, okay, so because if it's predictable, then
it doesn't surprise us, and then we don't really find it as funny.
Mm.
So that might have something to do with it, because we've seen a little bit more.
Well, that's true too. I mean, we've seen things like in movies and TV, but also even in our lives. Like I've had discussions or known people that have done crazy shit.
You've had Moose's balls on your face.
Exactly. But,
and it was a guy named Moose, not a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was, I did a couple of years at Leavenworth. Anyway, yeah, so The Hangover, 79% fresh.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Wow.
The audience score got an 84%.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Here's a critic's consensus little, the little blurb they give. With a clever script and hilarious interplay among the cast, The Hangover nails just the right tone of raunchy humor, and the nonstop laughs overshadow any flaw. I don't agree.
I don't think I agree either. But then again, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, it came out in 2009, which that is kind of a little while ago.
I will say that I think the cast helps it.
Yeah, B. Coops.
What's that?
Bradley Cooper. B. Coops.
Oh, B. Coops. I thought you said E. Coops, and I was like, who the fuck is E. Coops? Yeah. I think B. Coops helps.
Yeah. The ladies love him.
He's
pretty dashing.
Out of all R-rated films, it is the sixth highest grossing ever in the U.S., behind only The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah.
The Matrix Reloaded, which was hilarious.
God.
American Sniper, Deadpool, and Ted.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you can't forget Ted, kid. Is Ted the highest grossing one?
No, Ted's not. I don't know what the highest grossing one is.
Oh, it's not in order.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, well, I would say Ted is funnier than The Hangover.
I thought it was. I'm not a huge Ted guy.
I will say the thing that I laughed at hardest in Ted was when they go on the double date and the blonde chick starts screaming and she's like, don't mess with me. I'm from Quincy, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's really funny. And then I was like, nobody else is going to get that.
Okay, so The Passion of the Christ is actually...
Is that the highest?
The highest, with $370 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Good for that.
Yeah, but then The Hangover is 5, and Hangover Part 2 is 6.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. But,
Oh, yeah. Here's something.
I know.
Conversely, Richard Corliss of Time said that, quote, virtually every joke in the film either is visible long before it arrives or extends way past its expiration date, and added, quote, whatever the other critics say, this is a bromance so primitive it's practically bro-magnon.
Bro-magnon? Yeah. Oh, God.
I would still agree with him, except for the bro-magnon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In his review in the Baltimore Sun, Michael Srigo called the film, quote, a foul mesh of cheap cleverness and vulgarity. I would agree with that.
Well, I mean, so what do you think are the funniest movies ever? Yeah, what are your favorites? Oh, no, not even what you think are the funniest. What are your favorites?
What are my favorite subjective comedies?
Yeah.
Well, definitely Airplane.
Yeah. Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philadelphia. See, I think some of the funniest ones, though, aren't even, necessarily labeled as comedies.
Okay.
Some of the ones like that I think are funniest. I think The Big Lebowski is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I don't know if it's labeled as a comedy.
Right.
I also think Get Shorty is pretty funny. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's necessarily labeled as a comedy. So I don't... Airplane's probably my favorite...
Yeah.
...comedy. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
I would have to put Ghostbusters up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Is it the funniest? Probably not, but, like, as a complete package.
Yeah.
I love Trading Places.
Yeah, Trading Places is good.
Groundhog Day. I'm just gonna keep naming Bill Murray movies.
I'm not here. Let's do this. Because didn't AFI do, like, the 100 funniest laugh movies or whatever?
Oh, yeah, but they're going to put, like...
I know. I want to see... let's go through, like, the top, like, 15 real quick and see what we think.
They're lists of...
I mean, they're gonna be stupid. Oh, here's one though that I do think is really funny. So the number one is Some Like It Hot, which I haven't seen in a long time, but I don't remember thinking is that funny. Here we'll go through the top 10 real quick. Some Like It Hot, Tootsie, Doctor Strangelove, Annie Hall, Duck Soup, Blazing Saddles, MASH, It Happened One Night, The Graduate, and Airplane.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but they're also going to be a little just pompous about things. Was Blazing Saddles on there?
Blazing Saddles is 6. Blazing Saddles is really funny.
No, it is.
Except it has the worst ending to a comedy movie ever.
Yeah, it is dumb. Most comedies end pretty poorly, though.
Yeah. That's why I think comedy works better in a TV format, because you never really have to end it.
Yeah, that's true. Trying to wrap up a comedy is almost impossible. I'm trying to think of... God, there are not many comedies that got wrapped where the last few minutes are not really stupid. I mean...
I would say Airplane.
Stripes has to be one of the best examples of... It's good until the last, like, 10 minutes, and you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. Let's see. Young Frankenstein is number 13. That's good.
Okay.
Bring Up Baby, Philadelphia Story, The Odd Couple. I haven't seen The Odd Couple in a long time, but I think that's accurate. When Harry Met Sally is 23. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I like the part where he's at the party... And he's talking to Bruno Kirby, And he goes, well, I asked her where she was when Kennedy was shot, and she said, Ted Kennedy was shot? Nice. Ghostbusters is 28. 29, this is Spinal Tap. That's pretty good. The Thin Man from 1934, that is funny.
I've never actually seen it.
The Thin Man's good. Arsenic and Old Lace is 30. That's pretty good, too. I haven't seen it in a long time. 36, Animal House. I would say Animal House still holds up.
And that's another one I haven't seen in quite a while.
I feel like it's... Animal House is, like, the level, and I think what a lot of people go for, and they just assume it's a lot of, like... college frat humor.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
It's not. I mean, I think partially because the guys writing it were...
Smart.
Like, well, smarter and older. You know, older than that age. They weren't in college. And I don't know. Maybe they were trying to infuse some intelligence into it.
Yeah. Let's see, scrolling through the list here, 45, Harold and Maude, which I've seen, but I don't remember it ever being funny. I just remember being really weirded out by the whole relationship. Manhattan, Harold and Maude, that's where the young kid drives around a hearse and then fucks an old lady.
Oh, huh. I don't know that.
Manhattan.
Sounds like something I need to check out.
Yeah. Manhattan is 46, and the only joke that I remember in Manhattan is something about the woman having the wrong type of orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 7-year itch. A lot of these I haven't seen. What's Up, Doc? Beverly Hills Cop. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd put it on the list, but it's on the list.
Mrs. Doubtfire, not bad.
Yeah. No, you know what needs to be on there, and I can't believe I hadn't thought of it until now. The First Vacation.
I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, the original Vacation? Like, from 1980?
No, I mean, like, on the list. I haven't seen it on the list
yet. I was going to say, you haven't seen
it? Mrs. Doubtfire's 67. see. A lot of Woody Allen on this one. And a lot of, like, old ones, like The Navigator, 1924, Buster Keaton.
So what about, like, we were saying earlier, like, our tastes have changed. And I know that, you know, there's at least a few, like, movies where it's, like, just the dumbest comedy that we either like or have liked. How do you feel, like, now about something like Dumb and Dumber or Happy Gilmore or something like that, where it's, like, so incredibly stupid?
Dumb and Dumber, yeah, I don't think it's that funny anymore.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore, I haven't seen in a long time. I've seen Dumb and Dumber closer than I have seen Happy Gilmore again, but I'd say Dumb and Dumber, I didn't find that funny anymore. Happy Gilmore, though, I think I might still find kind of funny.
I watched Billy Madison probably a few weeks ago, and I've seen Happy Gilmore probably within the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. And the thing is that I laugh at them, and I enjoy watching them. But I can't tell if it's because I think they're funny or because there's so much, like, nostalgia built into them for me.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Like, the fact that I've been watching these movies since I was, like, 11, and, like, it's just they've become kind of part of my sense of humor. So I just – my natural reaction is to love them. I could never hate these movies, but, like – I can't tell if they're actually still funny or not. I think that there is something to be said about something like a comedy that's so stupid that it's funny. Like, there's...
Well, that's... that's Airplane, though.
Right. Well, there's almost like a certain level of genius in it being so incredibly absurd that it's nothing like you've ever seen before. Or maybe not, like, done to the extent that you've seen it before.
Yeah. Here's a better list. Here's College Humor. Right. Top 100. It looks like they put Blazing Saddles way too far down the list. Let's just go through some of these real quick. Monty Python on the Holy Grail is number one, which I would agree with. Hangover's 3, which I would not agree with. Anchorman is number 2. It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Superbad is 4. That's pretty funny.
It is. I'm not sure if it's the 4th funniest comedy of all time, but it is awesome.
Shaun of the Dead is 5. That's pretty good.
Yep.
40-Year-Old Virgin is 6, which I do not agree with at all. Dodgeball is 7, which might be true. It's been a while since I've seen that one, too. Spaceballs is 8. I would say that's probably one of his least funniest ones, though.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with that, too.
Happy Gilmore's 9. Ghostbusters 10. Austin Powers is 11.
First one is awesome.
Yeah.
Again, it's so stupid that it's
Airplane's awesome. 13. Now we'll just do a couple that we didn't talk about. Step Brothers is 15. I still find Step Brothers funny. I wouldn't rate it that high, but I do think it's funny. Because of the randomness of some of it. It's like you were talking, it's like almost so stupid it's genius. Where he's like, I have a samurai sword signed by... Oh, what was the guy's name? The black judge from American Idol?
Oh, Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. He's like, I got a sword signed by Randy Jackson. What?
Yeah.
And if you could kiss any guy, who would it be? John Stamos? That's funny.
There's definitely parts of Step Brothers that I find funny. But overall, I'm just like, this is not that great. I don't know. Yeah. For the Will Ferrell comedies, I will take Anchorman and Talladega Nights any day. Yeah.
Here's one that we didn't think of. Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
It is. It's under the radar. It's not laugh out loud funny.
No, it's not.
Funny, especially when you've been in positions like they are. And you're like, oh God, this is just so true. Just the way offices work and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Wedding Crashers. No?
Eh, I don't know.
It's okay. Been a while since I've seen it. I might still find it funny. I don't know. Talladega Nights?
I mean, I don't know how high I'd put it on this list, but I really do. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm skipping through. We're in the 30s now.
Okay.
Talladega Nights I do like. I like where they're praying to the Jesus, and they're going through all their different versions of the Jesus. Yeah. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yeah, very, very good. I mean, again, not sure where I'd put it, but, you know.
Funny.
It's very good.
Naked Gun?
Yeah. First one's awesome.
American Pie.
Now that was a fucking phenomenon when we were kids. I mean, I was probably in like middle school.
You know what though?
Wait.
I don't even think I found it funny then.
When did it come out? 99. So that means I was
in ninth grade.
13. So yeah, I was in like
eighth grade.
You were in ninth grade. I guess I was probably in eighth grade. You know what? I think it was one of the first like really like raunchy comedies that I'd seen that wasn't old, like a newer kind of raunchy comedy. And I think I thought it was cool because it was almost like, oh, I shouldn't be watching this. You know, it was like a little bit advanced for me. Because I didn't like, I was just like, kind of like, all right, yeah, I know what sex is. I know what that's all about. And I'm like watching this. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I don't know that I actually found it funny. I mean, the guy's fucking a pie.
Yeah.
Like, it's an interesting gag, I guess. But, like, is it really that funny?
Yeah. Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I find it that funny, though. Like, parts of it, yeah. I guess. But that's one of those ones where I don't know if I would really consider it a comedy. I mean, it is, yeah, but you know what I mean?
I mean, I really like it. And I do quote it a bunch. But not, and it's almost like it's funny because you're referencing it, but it's not necessarily that was really funny, that part of it.
Okay, we're getting to the point where I have to make a confession. I've never found Jim Carrey funny. Because we're at Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, Liar Liar. They did nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm very, I go back and forth on him, you know. He's done some just real just crap.
Let's see.
I mean, like Bruce Almighty. I mean, yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Tommy Boy, which I haven't seen in a really long time.
Mm.
That might still be funny. Meet the Parents. I did not find funny at all. It just made me uncomfortable.
Okay.
Clerks made this list, which it's another one that's not laugh out loud funny. I find it kind of amusing. And if you've worked in that environment, it's almost like Office Space. Like you're like, yeah, it's kind of funny, but it's not like laugh out loud funny. Ghostbusters 2 made the list, which I don't understand.
Ghostbusters 2 made the list. Yeah. I think only because it's related to Ghostbusters.
Beer Fest, which I've never seen.
It's all right.
History of the World Part 1, which is funny. Beverly Hills Cop, which is funny. Christmas Vacation, which is funny. Dudes Wear My Car. Dude Wears My Car, which is not funny.
I'm sure it'd be less funny now.
Let's see, Van Wilder, which I don't remember ever seeing. Road Trip, American Pie 2, which I've never seen. The Jerk finally made the list. Oh, and Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
Which is probably one of his worst ones.
Yeah.
And Trading Places made the list at number 100.
So Mr. Deeds is funnier than Trading Places?
That's what they're telling me.
Well, that's a shame. I got a pretty good list here. I'm not going to go through them because we'd just be rehashing them, but it's on ranker.com, and they just have a bunch of lists. This one, I think, is more our speed. It's a lot of, like, classics, but a lot of movies that we just kind of find funny, but maybe they're not, like, just laugh-out-loud comedies. It's more, like, you know, a little bit douchey and smart.
Yeah.
But, you know, some other ones we didn't mention, like The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
The, let's see. Well, I'm sorry. I think there's Something About Mary on here. It's good. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You know. And actually, they have a bunch on here. Some animated. Like the first Toy Story. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't remember it being funny.
Really? I think I would go back and find it funnier now. I think as a kid I was just kind of enthralled with the toys. But now I think I would probably find it funnier because I know that they make jokes and stuff that go right over the kids' heads, like,
you know, it's
like
another
Pixar typically does.
Yeah, you know, it's another good one like that, Shrek.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think Shrek's still pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm looking at this other. Yeah, there's a lot of the same ones. And there's a lot of ones though that are on here that I'm just like, I don't know why these are on here.
Yeah.
Like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, Paul Blart Mall Cop. Yeah, he's great.
Oh, here's one I want to see though. DC Cab with Mr. T.
Oh yeah. I've never. I don't think I've ever actually seen it. I've seen that it was on, and I thought about it. And then I just didn't.
Yeah.
As I think a lot of people probably have.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a reason our tastes have changed. But you know, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing.
No. Well, I also think that you know, because we've talked about it before, there are people that we know that never, like, their brain-wise, they never really left high school,
mm-hmm.
or they never left college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people that may have never, you know, maybe never got out of that mindset probably do still think that American Pie is funny and that fucking a pie is the pinnacle of comedy. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm at the point where I just find that uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say uncomfortable. I'm kind of, you know, not really caring.
Like,
about
I find it so unfunny. I just picture it as a real situation, not played for laughs. Where I'm just like, oh god, why are you doing this?
Yeah. I don't know.
And here's my other thing. Why would he do it in the kitchen? Like, why not, if you're gonna fuck an apple pie,
mm-hmm.
why not just be like, okay, I'm gonna sneak this pie into my room and then fuck it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. And especially not the pie that your mom just made. Isn't she gonna know where the pie went? Or
yeah.
Well, no, she's gonna wonder where the pie went.
Yeah, isn't she gonna wonder why there's a dick-shaped hole in the pie?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably, like, if that was your goal, like, if you were dead set on fucking a pie, I would probably go down to the store, get an Entenmann's,
or maybe one of those. Do they make apple pies?
I think so. I think they, what about also those, the apple pie, like, turnover things? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, if you got a smaller penis, then yeah, I guess you could.
Well, some of them are pretty, you know, whatever.
Like
you can
big stretch turnover. It out a little. Okay.
Yeah. So then,
well, then it's just going to crumble.
Well, I mean, the pie's going to crumble, too. What do you think? That's going to be a clean operation?
Yeah, okay.
Then what are you going to do? You going to eat it after?
Yeah, no, but, I mean, get one of the ones from, like, the grocery store bakery that's, like, in the plastic container.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. See, there's
well, you know what, though?
There's cheaper ways of getting off.
Then you got to heat it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, how long would that take, realistically?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
8-9 minutes? And then you didn't have to ruin your mother's pie that she just baked.
Yeah, there's a lot less risk involved with just being like, okay, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to wait. Like, maybe I'll fake being sick for the day. Like, I'll do a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm.
Okay. You do a Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You fake being sick. You go home. You stay home sick. Everybody else is out of the house. You sneak out. You walk to the grocery store. You buy an apple pie. You heat it up in the oven. You go up to your room. You lay it on your bed. And then you fuck the shit out of it. And then you're like, this is great. Then you take a garbage bag. You throw the pie away. And you're shame. And then you just throw it in the trash outside. And you're done. And nobody knows anything.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He chose the difficult route, clearly.
Yeah. He chose the really stupid route. So that's why it just makes me uncomfortable now. I'm like, there's way better ways of doing this. You could have just put porn on a floppy disk and labeled it Star Wars.
Right. I mean, like,
there's you could have just sat on your hand for a while and done The Stranger. Like, there's many options.
Guess. I don't know. That doesn't really work.
No.
Anyways,
So I think is it bad that we're getting older and changing our tastes? I don't think so. But the moral of the story is apparently no matter how old you are, you'll still get carded at Walmart for buying whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you get a former gym teacher, she'll still be like, let me see your ID. No, I'm 18. I need to see your ID. Ma'am, I have a beard. I need to... Miss Parsley, you had me. You taught me.
You had me.
you had me. I don't remember that. By law, I cannot legally state that I remember that. All right, fine, Miss Parsley. Here's my... Now I just feel weird about giving you my driver's license because it has my address on there.
Yeah. Miss Parsley's going to... yeah. Oh, God. Imagine her showing up at my house.
Yeah. Hey, you would.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Well, no, I don't think you would, but I think you'd be like, let me see how far I can... this will go. let me see if I can get her to come on to me. Because I need a good story for next week's episode.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. See, that... Like we've said, like the amount of things that we do just for the story for the podcast.
Yeah, would you just be like, let me just see how far I can take this.
Right.
Like if I ran into that old health teacher, and which I think was last episode, but whatever. But if she was just like, you want to get coffee or something? I'd be like, yeah, let's get coffee.
Yeah.
If why she was, not? If she was like, well, let's get coffee at my house, I'd be like... It would be really good for the episode, but you might drug my coffee.
Yeah. Also, you know, the wife.
That's why I'm saying, like, I wouldn't be like... But, like, going for coffee at, like, Starbucks, I'd be like, it's a public place. Let me just see what she says.
Right.
You know? But if she was, like, at my house, I'd be like, she's gonna drug my coffee and fuck me. Or no, she doesn't do that. She just constantly... She puts a condom on with her mouth and then takes it off and then just keeps putting another one on.
It just keeps going on and off, on and off.
Yeah. She's just taking condoms on and off with her mouth. And I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm like, oh God, you raped me. She's like, no, no, I've just been putting condoms on and off.
This is a real tease. I'm like, what was her name?
I don't remember.
No.
But I'd be like, that's a real weird thing to do.
Yeah.
That's almost worse.
That is. That's like serial killer-esque.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you're going to hang them and, like frame them all now.
Oh.
Like they were butterflies or something. Like, pin them all to the little
thing. I was going to say, they've got pins in them.
Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, that's very not good to have put a pin in a condom. She's like, yeah, but I wasn't going to use it. I was just going to look at it. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, you know, they're to look at.
That's fine. Give me a second. I'm going to put my pants back on. I'm going to call a buddy of mine, and then we're going to look up on the Google the phone number for Miss Parsley. I think you guys would get along very well. Maybe you guys can meet like halfway in Connecticut.
This has been But You're Wrong. I was Greg DiNicola.
I was also Greg DiNicola.
And remember, everyone, no regrets, and don't lean on your thighs too much when you're on the toilet, or your legs might fall asleep.
It's real life advice.
I mean, it is. It happens.
Yeah.
It happened to me yesterday. It was brutal.
Oh, God.
It's like trying to walk it off around the bathroom for like 5 minutes.
Ah, jeez.
Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to BYWPodcast@gmail.com.